Shalom, and welcome to Mishnah Insights. Beginning with Mishnah Berachos, Perek 4, Mishnah 6. One who is traveling in a ship or on a raft and is unable to turn and face in the direction of Jerusalem should focus his heart opposite the Holy of Holies. Commentary includes the addition traveling by wagon, as well as the aforementioned ship or raft. Needless to say, since these passages were recorded in the 3rd century, we imagine that the inclusion of other modes of travel, such as motorized vehicles like cars and trucks, as well as trains and planes, could be added to the list. The importance is to pray with our heart energy directed towards the Temple Mount. Mishnah Berachos, Perek 5, Mishnah 1, Preparation Before Prayer. Continuing with prayer, the Mishnah addresses the recommended state of mind to acquire before reciting the Shemana Esrei, or standing prayer, when we stand before Hashem as if standing in front of a king, and how much more so since he is sovereign king of the universe. The required state to foster is one of seriousness, denoting humility and awe before Hashem. This is based upon the following pasuk verse, "Serve the Lord with fear," otherwise stated as awe, "and rejoice with trembling," Psalm chapter 2, verse 11. In other words, the psalmist relates the understanding that even while rejoicing, we should still simultaneously tremble with fear, so that we do not get carried away the nature of our rejoicing, fear in the sense of awe, reverence, and respect. This is true and essential reverence and service towards Hashem. There is no laxity permitted in regard to this manner of approaching Hashem. Yet too often this ideal is diminished by our sense of expediency, casualness, and distractedness. How can a sense of gravity be acquired before approaching Hashem in prayer? The Mishnah states that it was the practice of pious men to take an hour ahead of time to prepare for prayer. They would focus their hearts on Hamakom, the place where God resides in Shemayim, heaven. Today, not many are able to cordon off an hour of time before prayer. However, there is a custom, particularly amongst Hasidim, to study an inspirational text from Hasidus before prayer in order to elevate one's thoughts toward God. Thus, additionally, I will mention that by meditating on God's greatness, calming the mind through breathwork, or drinking a cup of tea while reflecting on Kitei Kodesh, Holy Scripture, these may all be acceptable means of preparation before prayer. However, on a personal note, I do not recommend the use of a mantra. The idea is to uplift our thoughts, not numb the mind.